According to the Minnesota Governor's Council on Developmental Disabilities, in England in the early 1800s, Dr. John Connolly argued that with the right environment and staffing, that restraint is never necessary, justifiable, and is always injurious. When he was appointed the superintendent of the Middlesex County Asylum at Hanwell, 40 of the 800 patients were restrained. Within 3 months of implementing his no-restraint policy, all forms of mechanical restraint were gone. His stance on restraints influenced many others to follow his lead and look for more moral and ethical ways to treat people with disabilities.